Hankins turns 28 years old in October. He works as a mechanic at Piston and Rudder. He's originally from Oregon and got into commercial fishing out of high school. After purse seining in southeast Alaska, he moved to town in September of 2016 and took the job at the shipyard. He's running for assembly to correct the record.
Without trying to be mean or point fingers or nothing, one of my main issues is bringing a little bit of integrity back to the assembly there. People make mistakes. It happens. And quite honestly, it's a thankless job. I mean, you can't please everyone. But when stuff gets said in error, I'd like to see a correcting statement so that way the public is updated and that information is the correct information is presented to the public.
Hankins wrote to the assembly in July over Assemblymember Brandy Morrell's questioning of the fire department's Kevlar vests. Those vests were purchased by the nonprofit Volunteer Department Association, where Hankins serves as vice president, and later donated to the department. Morrell cited those vests as an example of inefficient spending by the borough. Hankins asked for but didn't get any correction or apology at that time. He's also seeking the assembly seat to see that vacant positions in the fire department and police department are filled. He says the fire department job, in addition to helping with ambulance coverage, will also help out with paperwork on all departmental calls, along with training for volunteers. He says he's not looking to cut jobs elsewhere in the borough to make up for these positions. Rather, he thinks that spending can be made up for with smaller measures.
It would be a coordination with all the employees across the borough. I mean, to try and do cost-cutting measures like, maybe I don't have to print out all these, papers for this meeting. Maybe I can just put a document up on a projector or something like that so everyone can see it. And try and just get everyone in the mind of, save a penny, earn a penny type stuff.
Hankins would like to see the borough pursue a sewer pump-out spot for boats on Petersburg's waterfront.
I guess when the drive-down dock was built, there originally was some consideration or something said from some of the employees at Wastewater about putting in a pump-out for a sewer. To go back and do that might be kind of expensive now. I think if we could direct something towards Dock Street instead, that way you don't have to deal with all the flexible, connections that get worn out as the tide goes in and out, and you just lay straight pipe and a pump. Everything that I've heard so far is that we should be able to take it into our system, and I'd like to see something like that done.
He thinks the current footprint of the cruise industry is good for the infrastructure that's already here and doesn't think the community is set up to handle larger boats. He's also in favor of the land swap between the borough and Petro Marine.
Petro wants to save money, and they want to stop leasing that building, and it makes sense to me. It helps them out.
Hankins has also volunteered at the Elks Lodge and has done some lifeguarding at the community pool. He doesn't envision much of a campaign effort, but says he's available downtown many days and encourages people to come and talk with him. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.